Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? And we have a very special guest playing you, Steve.
Yes, we do.
All the way from the North Pole or South Center Mall, Santa Claus. Oh, it's so magical.
We are with the jolliest of them all, Santa Claus.
Wait, are we doing Beat Migs against Santa?
We sure freaking are.
Oh, this is going to be amazing.
Beat Migs. This is Migs.
Hi, Migs.
Hi, Santa. I promise I'll be nice.
Okay. You better. All right.
I'm rooting for Santa.
You know what? I actually have to go against you, Steve. I'm rooting for Santa, too.
That's right, Steve. It's time for you to get out of here.
Right,
or just go down somewhere.
Oh.
For those playing at home, Santa has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Okay.
Who wrote a classic story, A Christmas Carol?
Dickens.
Yes. Which New York City theater do the Rockettes perform at?
Pass.
Where is the world famous
Radio City?
Yes. Where is the world famous Christmas tree placed in New York City?
Rockefeller Center.
Yes. In the 12 Days of Christmas song, how many French hens does my true love give to me?
3 French toasts, 2 kinds of dogs, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Yes. What country is credited with starting the Christmas tree tradition in the 16th century?
Lapland.
No.
Finland.
No.
Germany.
Yes. What beverage company has used Santa Claus?
Coca-Cola.
You. Wow, yes. What color is the elephant that describes the exchange of amusing and impractical gifts during the holidays?
Pass.
What city was Kevin McAllister's family traveling to in the holidays in the movie Home Alone?
Paris.
Yes. In the movie Elf, what condiment does Buddy put on everything?
Syrup.
Woo! Santa!
Or food groups are candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup.
Yes! Oh my gosh! Santa.
It also says the best way to spread Christmas cheer is to sing real loud for all to hear.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what are you going to sing?
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Are you going to sing for us?
The weather outside
is frightful, but the fire is so delightful, and so there's really no place to go. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Woo!
Oh, there's going.
Time out for a second.
Wow.
poor
you,
Santa.
You four, including Santa, are the worst singers.
Hey!
I honestly didn't know all the lyrics.
Let It Snow?
Yeah, even that part. I don't even know what part, but I'm like... Duh, 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 duh.
All right, let's go back to South Center Mall as we play Beat Migs against Santa Claus.
No!
Woo!
What's up? Oh, hey, this okay, there's a problem here.
What's
there's an Annie Ann's right next to Santa Claus, and I almost ended up getting a pretzel while I was waiting.
You should have.
I had one of the pretzels yesterday, the pretzel nuggets cup.
And do you dip them in something?
I should have.
You don't?
I don't know. I was lost.
This man does not dip his pretzels in anything.
Santa?
It's weird.
You did nothing wrong. Pretzels just by themselves are perfect.
They are.
Yes.
They're just fine.
All right, Steve.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Who wrote the classic A Christmas Story?
Christmas Carol. Charles Dickens.
Wow, correct. Which New York City theater do the Rockettes perform at?
Oh, Radio City Music Hall. Been there.
Yes. Cool. Where is the world famous Christmas tree placed in New York City?
Rockefeller Center.
Wow, yes. In the 12 Days of Christmas, how many French hens does my true love give to me?
Four?
No.
Three.
Wow, yes.
Yes.
What country is credited with starting the Christmas tree tradition in the 16th century?
France.
No.
Germany.
Yes.
What?
What beverage company has used Santa Claus in its Christmas marketing since 1931?
Oh, Coca-Cola.
Yes. What color is the elephant that describes the exchange of amusing and impractical gifts during the holidays?
That would be a pink elephant. White. Wow.
What city is Kevin McAllister's family traveling to in the holidays hit movie Home Alone?
New York City.
No.
France. Paris, France.
Yes. In the movie Elf, what condiment does Buddy put on everything?
Mustard.
No. Ew.
Ranch.
No.
Ketchup.
No. Steve Biggs, you lose because Santa got the most important question right. It was syrup.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, Santa.
What is happening?
Plus, I've never been to Radio City Music Hall, so you had an advantage. But,
I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's got kids to see, guys. We got to get out of here.
Yeah. Santa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
I'll have to listen to your station.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, Sam.
No,
I wouldn't do that. If you want to keep us on the nice list, don't listen.
I have a theory, though. I think he doesn't know about white elephant gift exchanges because he's just so used to giving, like, great gifts to kids.
Right.
You know, he's not giving the amusing, crappy gifts.
And a lot of those happen on Christmas Eve. He's busy delivering
right?
gifts to all the boys and the girls.
Understandable.
So he doesn't understand these stupid traditions that the rest of us are doing.
Well, go Santa.
I feel like I might have really won that one.
What?
Was it a tie?
I gave it to Santa. Honestly, I wasn't tallying, to be quite fair. But
it
Santa
shows,
wins
yeah.
in my heart.
The Daily Migs Show.
This holiday season, thanks to artificial intelligence, kids can now receive a personalized call from Santa Claus.
Oh, great. Robot Santa is going to give my kid promises that I can't fulfill.
Here is the news report detailing exactly how this works.
Children can now receive a call from Santa powered by artificial intelligence. SantaPhoneCalls.com is offering the customizable chats with Santa for $9.95. Kids receive a one-time call from Santa, and for $14.95, kids can actually chat with him for 5 minutes and receive a recording.
What about for $50.95? It's Santa after dark.
I was hoping that might be an offer.
This is like a 1-900 number for kids to spend their parents' money.
Chat with them for 5 minutes and receive a recording of the conversation for $19.95.
That's not that bad of a deal after all. You can play it back and listen to it whenever you want.
That's kind of cool.
For $19.95, the whole family gets a one-time personalized call from the North Pole. What if you just send the call to voicemail, though? Is that like $10?
Yeah.
Is that on fire, basically? After deciding which package to purchase, parents, you fill in the details that personalizes the message that comes from this AI Santa.
There you go. You gonna do it for Barrett?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We love to go visit Santa, so I think if we could also get the phone call on top of that, that'd be rad.
I think just visiting is enough, right?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you got to check in on how your list is. You know, he's checking it twice.
Fair.
Finding out who's naughty and nice. Like, are we still on our best behavior?
Well, I decided to go to SantaPhoneCalls.com and spend a little money on the four of us.
Oh, no.
And I had AI Santa, Robot Santa. I said, hey, this is what we're all about.
Oh, God.
Do you think we deserve Christmas gifts? And Santa left us all voice messages. I think he did it through the Odyssey app.
No.
So you can leave now voice messages there.
Oh,
there
no.
You go.
Are you ready for Sarah's?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Ho, 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 Sarah. Hell, you put the ho in ho, ho, ho. You know what I mean? Sarah with no H? Your ratchet ass is getting nothing. Honestly, just be happy George is around to buy you stuff and Daddy is around to give you a roof over your head.
Jeez, Sarah.
Santa is a savage.
Savage Santa over here.
I always knew I didn't really like him. I'm leaving him no cookies.
All right, he left a message for me as well.
Migs, 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 you bald weirdo. I'd say sit on my lap, but I'm worried you'll put on some spandex, oil up, and try to put me in a camel clutch or some other stupid-ass wrestling move. Santa is real. Wrestling is fake. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold Santa said so.
Yeah. I don't know. This Santa seems like a real jerk.
All right. I love this Santa.
Danny, you seem to enjoy it, but let's see what Danny's Santa Claus.
Oh, I just liked Sarah's because it basically roasted Sarah's, but now I'm kind of worried.
Danny V, hey Braceface, oh wait, they're gone? Come on, emo boy, quit frowning and let me see that pretty smile. And what the f*** is on your feet? Mismatched shoes? Fine, I'll get you a pair that actually matches and the Mariah Carey Christmas record so that you can stop listening to that sad emo bullshit like My Chemical Romance. Oh, do you have a hookup for a pair of ticks to their T-Mobile Park show? Mrs. Claus loves that I'm Not Okay song.
It's rare that Santa's asking for gifts.
You know, I kind of like, mine wasn't that bad. I like my mismatched shoes. Thanks, Santa.
Hey, you're getting new shoes. This is awesome.
You're getting shoes and the Mariah Carey record. We're getting nothing.
Cole.
Rude.
Cole for Sarah.
All right, we'll save the best for last, I guess. No. Let's see what Taryn Daly's getting from Santa Claus, the robot version.
Taryn Daly, seems like you've been a good girl. You help raise money for great causes and deal with those three other numbskulls at the station. For Christmas, I got you hooked up. No, not like your drug dealer back in the Washington State days. Go Cougs. But I got stuff for you. Brand new walking shoes for when you get drunk and want to walk home from Seattle to Arlington. Also, a mouth guard so that you stop nibbling on knuckles. Oh, look, there's mistletoe hanging from my belt. I got something for you to nibble on. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Okay, okay.
Holy
Santa,
cow.
Santa, you've gone too far.
That was Santa after dark.
That is horny Santa. So it's SantaPhoneCalls.com.
Oh, man.
Worth the $9.99, I tell you.
Personalized. I love that.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we want to know, what are you known for? Even though it's 100% not true. 206-803-ROCK. Paul, you're in West Seattle. What do people think about you?
Well, people think that I'm a kleptomaniac, that I steal a lot of stuff, but it's not true.
Do you just steal a little stuff?
Excuse me?
Do you only steal a little stuff, not a lot of stuff?
No, not at all. I don't. The only thing that I ever stole was my wife's heart.
Aww. Paul, did you steal my headphones? I can't find them this morning. I've been looking all over the studio, and I don't know where they went.
I have an extra pair for you if you want.
That's a good partner right there.
You're about to steal my heart
but
as well.
Anyway, but I just want to say good morning to all you beautiful people at KISW, my favorite radio station. I love you guys.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul. We love you, too.
Stop stealing stuff.
206-803-ROCK. What are you known for, even though it's 100% not true?
I love this text because I wondered how much he even like fought denying it. It says, back in the day, I was known for having sex with the hottest girl in school, but I never did. No one ever believed me for some reason that we never hooked up.
It's
kind of bittersweet because
it's
nice to have the reputation. Like, oh, everyone thinks you're like a, you know, a ladies' man. But what a bummer if you really did want to hook up with her and like everyone's like, oh, no, you totally didn't. Like, I haven't. I'd like to know what that feels like, but I haven't.
But he's just such a gentleman that he's denying it. Yeah. What about you, Steve? Is there one for you?
One recently that came up, and I was like, it's like one of those things where how do you argue it? But like someone came up and was like, yeah, I have a buddy that doesn't like you because you once made fun of him for stuttering. And I was like, no, I'm positive. And he's like, no, he says you definitely did. I'm like, I know I didn't. Why would I make fun of someone for stuttering when I've struggled with stuttering myself. Like, that seems like such a strange thing that I would goof on somebody. And I don't know if maybe like something was said that made him feel that way, but it was like one of those back and forth conversations where I'm just like, you know what, your friend's right. I guess I did. I'm sorry. Tell him I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. He's not even here. I'm having an argument with someone through a third party. And it was just like one of those things where I was just like, no matter how much I try to explain to you, I definitely didn't do it. You're still laying in hard on this.
Steve Miggs the bully.
I know, right?
the one that's for me, the last several years, anytime there's a home Hawks game, I get people texting me asking if I'm doing the some announcements inside of Lumen Field. And the answer is no, but I have a vocal doppelganger, apparently, that does these announcements during Seahawks games. And people think it's me. I wish it was me because that'd be really fun, but it's not me.
You get to go to the games, I bet.
Right?
Isn't that our friend Carla Marie?
Is it the because Carla's the one that does the
she's on the field a lot?
She's on the field host.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are more like recorded announcements and things like that.
I was going to say, because neither you two do not sound at all alike.
No.
No, but it's funny because I have been at a game where I've heard the voice and I'm like, yep, that does a little bit gravelly. Maybe they drink
some
whiskey.
Well, if it's pre-recorded, do you not, maybe not remember doing it?
Well, if that person ever quits, I could fill in really easily. It'd be a shoe-in.
Danny, what about you?
I feel like in high school, I was really known for having like a lot of... Well, I guess I started this on my own when I was in elementary school.
Are you about to tell us about a rumor about you that's not true that you started?
Yeah, I really liked ghost stories when I was in elementary school. So I made up this whole rumor that like my family was buried like on like school grounds.
Okay.
And so years later, people would always be like, "Yeah, your grandpa was buried underneath our elementary school, right?" And I was like, "No, my grandpa's still alive." But like,
who would make up such a stupid rumor like that? You did.
That's funny, Danny.
No, I was like, but I was like thinking about it, I was like, wait, who came up with that? That was me.
Oh boy.
The Daily Migs Show.
The website Screen Crush just came up with a great way to see if you, in fact, grew up in the 90s. Yep. And this is all thanks to the commercials that were released during that time.
I'm feeling like, I mean, it's probably any generation, but there's just something about nostalgia that just gets me so excited. When I was like looking at some of these commercials, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this triggers so many great memories.
So, Migs, we're going to have you play the commercial, and then we want to see if they are truly unforgettable commercials, and we can name what they are for. And Lee from Smoky Point is going to be playing along with us this morning. What's up, Lee?
How's it going, guys?
So super Lee, good.
Around, well, I mean, you don't have to give us an exact age, but around how old are you then?
I am 41, about to be 42. Okay. I was born in 82, grew up in the 90s.
The best decade ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So
I'm stuck in it.
Dude, I feel like a lot of people who have spent any time in the 90s grew up in it, or just that was like around the time of where you fell in love with music or movies. Like, you just look back on that time, like, there's nothing better than it.
Genre-wise, like, the 90s across the board was, like, probably the best. Like, 90s hip-hop, 90s alternative, even 90s country.
You're absolutely right.
I don't know about the 90s country.
Oh, no, he's right. He is right. Brooks and Dunn.
Popularity-wise, I'm not saying quality.
Fair. Okay. Well, these days, I mean, they can make a run for their money with how popular country music is nowadays. But let's go back to the 90s. I found some commercials. We're going to start off with a very easy one, I think. I'm going to play the commercial. Okay. You guys, whoever wants to jump in, let's try and guess which product it's for. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What's up?
Budweiser.
Was it really?
Oh yeah.
You don't remember?
I remember that commercial, but I honestly thought it was Doritos.
Hello. What's that? What's that?
Yo, where's Dookie?
Yo, Dookie.
Yo.
What's that?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Iconic.
At the time, it got a little overplayed, but now going back to it, it just is like, oh yeah, that one. I remember the frogs.
Yeah,
Budweiser.
But those were Super Bowl commercials, right?
That's how they started. Absolutely. Yeah. Back when we didn't see the commercials until the Super Bowl. It was a crazy concept with these. All right, okay, I got another one. I think this one might be a little bit harder, but I think you guys will be able to figure it out.
Hello? Hello, for $10,000,
got milk, whoa. America's Dairy Farmers.
What?
Stanley.
Got milk.
Lee, you are crushing it this morning.
Poor guy was trying to win a trivia game on the phone, but he couldn't speak because he had too much peanut butter in his mouth.
Okay.
Also, crazy part about that commercial, I didn't know this until I saw like a little blurb about it during when they posted all these commercials. That commercial was directed by Michael Bay.
Really?
The Transformers guy.
That's wild.
You got to start somewhere, right? All right, I think this one, I don't know, man. I feel like Lee's going to crush it. You ready?
All right.
It doesn't matter what comes. Fresh food's better in life.
Mentos. Boom, Danny's got it.
The Fresh Maker.
inspired one of the best Foo Fighters.
For some reason, I was like, oh my God, it freshens breath. And I immediately was about to say double mint gum.
Yeah.
With the double
but
twins.
I was like, oh, it is. I was like, oh, it's Mentos.
Mentos, the fresh maker.
Nice.
All right, this one was one of my favorites.
Grey Poop.
Oh. Damn it, I gave it away.
Oh, Grey Poop on.
Pardon me. Would you have any.
It's Grey Poop on. Let's go.
You messed up on that one.
That's all right. We're going to come back strong with this one.
Don't you really want to know?
Okay, I was wondering who the father of my baby was.
All right, let's take a look. Solely searching for the father of your baby. Oh, it's the one that's very unpleasant.
Ricky Lake.
Okay.
What's that?
Ricky Lake. I was like, Ricky Lake.
No, this is a commercial. This is an actual commercial.
Okay. And he's also the one that had another girlfriend while he was sleeping with you.
Yes, he did.
Yep, that's him. That's the daddy. But you knew that.
I wasn't sure.
I don't know how.
Miss Cleo.
What?
Do you guys not remember Miss Cleo?
Night. No.
She was just.
Tell me now if you're free reading.
100%.
Nailed it.
She would just say, hey, call in 1-800-MISS-CLEO, whatever it was, and people would. She made a ridiculous amount of money. It was like an infomercial / commercial.
Yeah.
And the commercials were like these totally planted phone calls.
Sure.
Basically being like, hey, am I being cheated on? She's like, yep, I could see the guy. I'm like, okay, let's not get crazy.
She had a crystal ball, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. All right, one last one. You guys ready for this one?
Yeah.
All right.
Yo quiero...
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Damn.
Boom!
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Right on, Lee. You crushed it.
Thank you.
Somebody wrote even now, they said the Yo Quiero Taco Bell, the dog, was like the version, like the 80s version of Spuds McKenzie. That was the 90s version of like an iconic dog, you know, selling a product.
Totally.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
National One Hit Wonder Day.
It's a big national holiday.
VH1, of course, put out a list of the top 100 one-hit wonders of all time.
And I figured instead of just going through the list like sometimes we would do, and it's always fun hearing somebody's one-hit. I'm a sucker for a one-hit wonder.
Oh, yeah.
I it doesn't matter what genre. If it's a one-hit wonder, I'm like, yeah, let's listen to it. It triggers a lot of nostalgia.
For sure.
So I found 8-bit versions of these one-hit wonders. I just picked some random ones, ones that I think you guys would enjoy.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to see how well you know them based on listening to them as an 8-bit song.
Okay.
So, without further ado, it's time for 8-bit one hit.
The Waldino one-hit wonders. When they sound like a video game theme, time to play. 8-bit one hit. On the Daily Mix Show.
That's for you, Danny.
Danny is so annoyed.
I legit thought this was going to be, we're starting out with a one-hit wonder, not an intro for the one-hit wonders.
No.
I get you now. It makes sense.
Yeah. Are you ready? Now that we've pissed off Danny, I think I may be able to bring up the mood, though, for Danny V. Are you ready for the first one?
Let's go.
Let's see if you guys can figure out what song this is.
Oh, this is Chumbawamba.
I might say that might be the number one hit wonder of all time.
Yeah,
it's a good one. It's funny that they didn't have like anything else.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I did have the whole album and listened to the entire thing, but no, that was really the only song that mattered. The only song that mattered.
I think people would rather just listen to Chumbawamba and then the 8-bit version of Chumbawamba. All right, you ready for the next one?
Give it to us.
All right, here we go.
Oh, that is big. What is it? I like big butts.
Baby got back.
Baby got back.
Yes.
Primalo.
Oh, baby.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
No, I think like a lot of people in the Northwest would be like, he had some other hits, but I think on the national level,
for sure,
this was the one.
Yeah, the rest of the country didn't care about Posse on Broadway.
They should have.
Yeah.
And they definitely should have cared about the caution tale.
Bremelo.
Which I still think is my favorite. Every once in a while, you still run into someone from like from Bremerton, and I got at one of our listener events, and like, oh, let me tell you about Bremerton.
Oh, my God. I'm like,
okay, do tell. All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah. Oh, we get wild. It's Come On, Feel the Noise by Quiet Riot. What? Quiet Riot.
So far, you're crushing these. Danny and Sarah not doing so well.
Not at all. Come on, feel the noise. It's pretty impressive. She hears like three like notes of it, and she's just like, oh.
She's on top
Quiet Riot, whatever the name is.
Quiet Riot.
That.
And I always love how they spelled come and come on, feel the noise.
Wow.
Like, as a kid, I didn't know that. And I remember being like, this is so cool. Look how edgy they are with how they spell their words.
Honestly, when I didn't know they did that either until I started working here. And I was like, oh, come on, Ryan Castle. He's a child. And then I realized, no, that's how they actually did it.
And I wonder how many people back in like the 80s had no idea what they were doing right there.
Yeah.
And also, like, they put noise, they spelled it with a Z. So, I mean, it kind of took people off the wrong path.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being a kid so obsessed with that song that I made out of tinfoil, the Quiet Riot mask.
Oh, you know, awesome.
Wear it around my house, which was very troubling in the eyes of my parents. All right, we got a couple more. You ready?
Yeah.
When I wake up.
Hey!
Oh, yeah.
This is Danny's jam.
I do love the song.
It's such a great song. If you don't know it. I still say you play this at emo night, it would kill. I mean, don't do it early in the night. You got to do it when everybody's good and drunk.
Sure.
All right, one last one. I'm trying to think of who's going to get this one. I feel like it's just going to be Taryn.
Probably.
Oh, oh, Vanilla Ice.
Oh, Danny got one.
Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention.
Ooh. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention.
Do you know the whole words? Have
to hold me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo,
I don't know.
Turn off the lights and I'll glow to the extreme. I'll rock a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and watch the dance like a candle.
Oh. I'm not that good at it. I'm not that good.
Do you know the metal version?
Oh. And if there was a problem, yo, I saw that. Check out the hook
while my DJ revolves it. That's also Ice. That's Vanilla Ice.
Who's he doing it with?
Himself.
Limp Bizkit.
Dude, might as well have been.
That would be the collaboration everyone asked
for. He had his own metal band, and they did a version of Ice Ice Baby.
What?
That's about awesome. All I can play, because everything else is just a bunch of bad words.
Naughty. That's great.
You know, honestly, Limp Bizkit should kick Corey Feldman off the next tour and bring Vanilla Ice in.
Dude.
It would be so good.
I mean, that would sell. I mean, obviously, when we went, they didn't have any problem selling tickets.
That's
but
fair.
I feel like that would have added to the definite size of the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.